Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Weekly Slime.
Slime season.
The biggest displays of weekly slimery.
Man, you going to hell on scholarship.
As decided by your favorite H-Town hosts and the loopholes.
Man, look at this slime ball.
This is the Friday Slime Off on Sports Radio 610.
All right, it's time for the slime. Three contestants here, pretty strong. Some stronger than others. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, in for the OG, John Lopez. Let's start with, this is one we might disagree on. I think this guy deserves to be in the slime off. This was Tom Brady announcing his retirement earlier this week.
I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me. My family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Yeah. I'm nominating him. You might disagree with it. He's nominated.
What was slimy about that?
The whole process of last year, retiring, unretiring, all that.
So you just think he's slimy, period. But I thought slime off means you, like, there's some specific instance and situation
that
happened.
That video
wasn't slimy.
That video.
It was to the point.
Nope.
It was less. It was like, it wasn't even a minute long.
Nope.
He was in and out.
Nope. He was just trying to do something.
There's some slimy stuff on here, but
that ain't it. He was trying to do, like, the bare minimum to act like he wasn't, like, some sort of quarterback diva the last couple of years with all this drama. And, oh, by the way, he tried to backdoor his way to Miami with Sean Payton, too. You ain't fooling me, buddy.
He did that.
Slime off contestant number one, Tom Brady. Slime off contestant number two. This was Ian Rappaport talking about the path the Broncos took to hiring Sean Payton.
This was not a straight arrow for the Denver Broncos. Listen to what they did. First of all, they targeted DeMeco Ryans as their top choice. Mm-hmm. Then it was clear that was not going to happen. He was going to go to the Texans. Then they flew to Ann Arbor to try to get Jim Harbaugh and convince him to be the coach. Then today, when we all thought they were zeroing in on Sean Payton, they made another run at DeMeco Ryans, failed there, and now go back to Sean Payton and reach a deal with him.
Broncos. First of all, you hired a slime ball, so that makes you a strong contestant. Second of all, you tried to steal DeMeco Ryans from the place he wanted to go, and you tried to do so with money. Nothing else. You tried to make DeMeco Ryans go commit to Russell Wilson. Nobody except Ciara wants to commit to that weasel, Russell Wilson. Okay? Nobody wants to sit there and try to make up for your crappy trade. Okay? Denver. You are nominated for the slime off.
I agree. To me, this is the one that is right now for sure in first place, especially comparing them to Tom Brady and his retirement video snippet that he had going on there. When you look at the fact that the Broncos, the way that they approached it, it seemed like, and especially the people that cover the team approached it, as if the Texans were not in the same category as them and DeMeco Ryans would no way, shape, form possible go there over them.
Hey,
and then
coming.
At the day
they're coming.
And then at the beginning of the day when he's about to sign his deal, you make a last minute phone call to try to get him. And then you, once a Rappaport reports that you did that, you reach out to Adam Schefter to try to cool that thing down and not make it seem like you were a thirsty side piece. Like, come on, bro. That was definitely slimy. Denver Broncos slimy. Walmart money ain't always good money.
Not always.
Not always.
Not always.
A lot of times it is, though, but in this case, nah.
Final contestants. The D'Amico Ryans liars. There's a lot of you. There's a lot of you. Whether you said that D'Amico Ryans wasn't going to be interested in the Texans job, whether you said that D'Amico Ryans didn't want to work with Nick Caserio or he had reservations about the Texans front office, you either lied or you spread lies. Someone lied to you and you thought you just kind of cleared your liability. That's that old... Is there
liability.
Anything, is there anything worse than that? Like, whenever, whether it's an apartment complex...
I'm just repeating
realtor,
what I was told.
You always say, well, I just said what I was told. Well, why don't you figure out or discover that you're talking to liars? Because you heard D'Amico yesterday. You know D'Amico Ryans. You heard Nick Caserio yesterday. There was never a point where D'Amico Ryans did not want this job. In any reservation that he had about this job wasn't unique to any other job that you go look into. So, D'Amico Ryans liars, whether you just lied or you spread the lies, anyone who said D'Amico Ryans wasn't interested in this job, anyone who said that D'Amico Ryans should not take this job, anyone who said anything like that, you're contestant number three in the slime off, the liars and the slime balls.
Do you add the people that said that D'Amico Ryans had to take this job because that was his only opportunity? Do they get lumped in there as well, too?
They would just be liars, too. Sure, they can get in there, too. All the D'Amico Ryans liars.
Okay, so this is in the running. But I think the Broncos got to get it.
Okay, so you're going to vote for the Broncos.
I'm voting for the Broncos. I think D'Amico's liars, they're up there, but the Broncos, the way they had the whole idea of you calling them the day of when he's here, and then afterwards saying, oh, we never did it, when a reputable source, a reputable reporter that gets inside information all the time says, like these, and apparently for him to put the tweet out there like he did it in Rappaport, this is not common.
No.
When someone tells you no thanks, but no thanks, it's not common that you call them while they're getting ready, like working through the numbers with the team they're about to go to, to decide to say, look, but listen, I got this check for you. Yeah. I got this check for you. So my vote goes to the Broncos.
Tyler Milner's in there. In the studio, do you have a vote for the slime off? Tom Brady, the Broncos, or the D'Amico liars?
I'm going the Denver Broncos, man. Sorry, your Walmart money can't save you in this world. You're in a new world, people. Sorry.
There you go. So I don't even have to vote.
You don't have to vote, man.
I don't even have to vote. I vote for the liars, but y'all can give it to the Broncos. I'm fine. Broncos, yeah, they can fall in there, too. Broncos for D'Amico. They settled for Sean Payton. How about that? How about that?
Settled for Sean. That's going to be the t-shirts they put out there.
Ball blart.
Settled for Sean.
Hashtag S squared. Settled Sean. Has he had his press conference yet?
I have no idea. I honestly don't care.
I haven't even paid attention to it.
I have no idea.
Kind of over
We've been wrapped up in the hoopla down here in H-Town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
This is the first time that, like, the Texans made a decision, and I don't even know if it was, like, after that press conference, I just don't even know how it's debatable that they made the right decision.
Wait a minute. I just thought about something, Landry. Sorry. I'm going to go back. I'm going to circle back. I think there should have been another time-off candidate, and maybe Tyler will agree with me. Landry's probably not going to agree with me, but...
Oh, no.
Don't you think it's kind of slimy that I bet Landry Locker about 4 years ago that Kyler Murray would be the rookie of the year.
Yeah, that
I
was
bet
slim.
Him a bottle
That's pretty
of Hennessy. And it's 4 years later and he still hasn't given me that bottle.
You're not here all the time.
And he wouldn't triple down on the bet today.
The Will Levis bet?
But a Will Levis.
Ooh.
And that's I think that's
all that
slimy.
Sounds like
it's pretty
that,
slimy.
That sounds like a late entry.
Oh no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
What are we doing? You already put your votes in, man.
We got a recount. There were some hanging chads.
Stop the count.
But, hey, I don't see Smitty that much. It just hasn't been like front of mind. I pay up, though. I mean, I'm not scared.
When I'm gonna see you again, man? Because
I don't know. When you coming through, dude?
I don't know, man. You got a lot going on, man.
Gotta get you that
traveling
Henny
stuff.
Gotta get you that Henny.
Right, Richard Williams is tough.
Actually, I just need to get me a Henny bottle and pour in like some like cheap whiskey.
Just bring a Henny bottle up here and sit it in the window, okay, and put on there "Do not touch." And the next time I come up here, I'll get it. And I might just pop up on here and just come get it. Just,
okay,
you know.
This is how you know you ain't coming up here very often.
What you mean? I know.
"Do not touch" doesn't mean a damn thing in this building.
Really?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.